Once a month, the mayor of Sioux Falls drops by, and we have coffee with the mayor, give you a chance to visit with him. Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huther is here. How are you, Mr. Mayor?
And some of the best coffee in the city. I love this stuff, and hey, it's good to be back.
How's Don't going, you Greg? Get tired of just dealing crap wherever you go?
No. Come on.
The best coffee.
I enjoy
I drank
it.
That coffee.
For years.
No. It's good to see you again. Welcome back.
I think half the battle with anything is that if you walk into things positive, you find good in everything. So yeah,
you're that kind of guy, aren't you? I mean, that's seriously. I mean, that's kind of your philosophy in approaching a lot of things.
What is? I'd much rather always focus on the positive versus the negative.
See, I'm the other way around.
You are no, you're not. You're not. And you know, I surround myself with can-do people. Versus those people that are focused on, well, I don't know if we're going to be able to do this, or the odds on us winning are pretty slim. I try to prefer to really focus on, all right, let's go, let's make this happen, let's win this dang thing, and let's focus on the positive. Again, I do have some insecurities in my life, and one of them is I realize after my dad passed away that you don't control when your last day on earth is going to be. So for me, let's take these days that God gives us and let's do something really, really positive with him.
Well, it's great to have you here again. If you've got a question for Mayor Mike, feel free to call us. 336-1320 is our phone number, 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Or you can text your question to us. Text it to 35270 and start your text with my name, Greg. We'll start off. Big story, Sioux Falls Police caught a suspect that they believe is responsible for a string of burglaries, maybe as many as 30 or more here in Sioux Falls, which was great news, and a credit to Sioux Falls Police.
Well, one thing that I'll always do is I'm going to defend the men and women of our police team, our fire team, our code enforcement team. We do invest heavily in those things. And let me just tell you folks on the radio, that if you choose to do a crime in our city, the odds are incredibly good. You're going to do the time. You are. We've got a police team, for example, that they are truly always investigating these bad things that occasionally happen in our town. And on this particular guy, they were that noose was getting tighter and tighter and tighter. In fact, little scoop, they almost got him before. But eventually you do your work and you get him. And this guy he was a drug guy. He's a coke guy. And that's what you're going to find is that most of the crimes that are occurring in our town, they involve either drugs or they involve alcoholism. The vast, vast majority. And that was what was happening with this guy.
Yeah, I heard Officer Sam Clemens talking about this and the fact that this guy had been hitting places in a particular area, so they were watching very closely, and they were just biding their time, and sure enough, Friday night, bam, they got him.
They nailed him.
But yeah, it was a lot of hard work by Sioux Falls Police that led to that.
Well, it is, and you know, this is a topic that I think would be easy for anybody to kind of put your head in the sand. You know, nobody really wants to talk about crime that's occurring in your town, but in reality, it could be Yankton, South Dakota. It could be Volga, South Dakota. There are going to be some bad people that are in your town, and I think the main thing is that you invest heavily into those things. It'll either prevent it or react to it when it does occur.
336-1320 is our number. If you've got a question for Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huther, 336-1320, 1-800-228 4435. Good morning, Mike. You're on Kello.
Good morning. Good morning. My question for the mayor is there seems to be more and more immigrants being brought to our community. Is there a saturation point or a point where we don't have something positive for people to do? There's more and more weight on our school systems with interpreters and educating up to 21. Is there a balance between, I think Lutheran Social Services brings in money for bringing people into the community, and shortly after they get here, they they go on to the public assistance, many of them.
Mike, first of all, welcome to the program this morning. It's nice to have somebody jump in right away like you did. I think your comment is one that is fair. And realistically, it is something that we're hearing more and more. First of all, Mike, you can't create a law or an ordinance that says, all right, if you're of diversity, you can't come into your city or your town. And I don't think that's what you meant at all. Lutheran Social Services is one of those organizations that does proactively bring people that are of diversity or that are immigrants into our city, into our state, to try to provide them a better quality life than what they came from. But I think that truly this is one of those tough conversations that we do need to have in this town. Dr. Pam Holman, she also realizes that this is a tough topic because you have folks that are coming into town that are in need, but also many of whom don't speak English. And maybe you've got the young person who speaks English, but it's their mom, their dad, their grandma and grandpa who does not. And so you're right. It does need, you do need more resources to serve these people. I think that you're going to find, Mike, that these conversations are already occurring, whether it be social service agencies, whether it be city government, county government, school boards. These are those topics that we are talking more and more about. Because, again, you don't want to just bring someone to your town and then just kind of drop them off at the curbside and hope that they do well. That the odds are slim that they're even if they have maybe good intentions, if you don't help them to the point where they can serve themselves, you're asking for trouble, Mike. So again, your comment is a tough one, but it's one that we're not going to put our heads in the sand just like the other ones. But it is being looked at now. At the same time, Mike, though, I think that we are a community that is embracing diversity too. We are. But there are challenges that are associated with that, and so I commend you for your call today.
Well, you were talking about, the issue of language in the school district. I mean, last I knew, they had, like, over 22 different languages that they serve in the Sioux Falls School District.
Greg, I think it's over 50 languages.
I would believe it.
Yeah, I think it's over 50 languages that, we're trying to work with, whether it be interpreters and things like that.
And that even poses a problem for police. I mean, to bring it back to police... When they're out where a lot of times there's a language barrier.
Well, I think like Mike was talking about, you bring these folks in and do you get them to the point where they are ready for society, ready for American society? Just even someone who is learning to drive a car or maybe even just learning to cross the street. You know, there are ways that we do things in our society in Sioux Falls, South Dakota that were different from maybe what you did in Somalia or Ethiopia or Sudan or whatever it would be. And these are those things that, we have to help educate these people on.
It's a tough conversation. Oh, yeah. I think you're right. It's a needed one because you like you said, you can't say, nope, we're not going to take anybody else,
Yeah.
You want to encourage diversity. At the same time, you want to make sure people are able to acclimate themselves to the the culture here.
And Mike, I think your question is one of those that we like on Kello in this Kello AM program. That's a tough one. It's one that we get a little uncomfortable with, but why not? Let's bring it up. This is your city. I am your mayor for today. So let's start talking about these things.
336-1320 is our phone number. Good morning, Bill. You're on Kello.
Good morning. Good morning, Mayor Mike. You're doing a great job. Sioux Falls is a beautiful place to live.
Thank you, Bill.
And my question or my kind of concern is that we come from a swim team family, and my daughter's swimming on the Snow Fox team here, or my granddaughter for a while, and then she moved out to Coeur d'Alene, so we miss her. But when all these teams come to Sioux Falls, we're swimming at the old YWCA swimming pool.
Yeah.
These kids are camping out in this old gym. These people that come to town, they bring a lot of revenue in for these swim meets. We're set up for every other venue. We're going to be set up for hockey. We're set up for basketball. We have everything else. We have the hotels. They come to Sioux Falls and they see our facilities for swimming, and it's really disappointing, for the city of our size.
Bill, you're spot on. This is one of those hot topics that we're going to be talking about as a community here over the next 70, 80 days. And we've been talking about it now for almost, 10, 15 years. Bill, I know you come from a swim team family, and I respect that. But to me, the indoor aquatics, this conversation is even more than just swim teams. To me, it's about senior citizens trying to, rehab their joints or their bones or their muscles. It's about veterans, people that have sacrificed. Let's get them into our, warm water therapy pool so that they can rehab even quicker. It's about young and old. It's about rich or poor. It's about doing something in the winter other than just gaining weight and playing video games. You know, this is something that we've been talking about in this community for way too long. It's time. You know, just like with the event center, we know that we're not always going to agree on every aspect of the event center. And we didn't. We fought like cats and dogs, brothers and sisters. We fought. But ultimately, we found common ground. We used some common sense. And yes, we infused a little compromise. And now we're going to have a brand new event center for our town that is going to improve the quality of life for generations to come. And it's going to be open in September. I think it's time to do the same thing with the Indoor Aquatics Center. We're not going to agree on every aspect of it. But my goodness, Sioux Falls, it's time. It's time that we come together as a community, we address this, and we all will win. Financially, we'll win. Quality of life will win. Health-wise, we'll win. It's time. And Bill, I'm going to help lead that charge, and I'm going to take some arrows along the way. But again, I was elected to serve you folks. I was elected to tackle these tough issues, and that's what we're going to do.
We're going to talk more about an indoor aquatic center with the mayor coming up. Jax, 826. Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huther is here. If you've got a question for the mayor, call us 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Fox Business Report here shortly. Mr. Mayor, let's continue our track here. We were talking about an indoor aquatic center. Bill called a little bit ago asking about that. The city recently put out plans for artist renderings of both an indoor aquatic center and outdoor pool over at Spellerberg, and kind of advocating, certainly it seems to be, the city seems to be advocating for, rather than replacing that outdoor pool over there, to build the indoor aquatic center at Spellerberg. I mean, do you feel that's the right location for an indoor aquatic center?
I don't know if the city is advocating for an indoor aquatic center there, but as your mayor, I am advocating for an indoor aquatic center there. What we did there, Greg, is one of the roles that government has is we are there to educate the people on these ballot issues, for example, that are coming up. And on April 8th, the ballot issue is whether you want to take the existing outdoor pool and have it replaced with another outdoor pool. So that is why we created those renderings of the outdoor pool setting potentially for there, as well as the indoor potential, so that people can look at both and kind of get a flavor for what they would recommend. One of the things that I do believe in is that at some point in time, you've got to find some common ground. You've got to make a decision on what you think is best for the community. And we brought in a third-party expert to evaluate all the locations in our town for a potential indoor aquatic center. And they went everywhere. They studied all of these locations, and the one that this firm recommended by far was over there at Spellerberg Park for a number of reasons. Number one, Spellerberg Park outdoor, the outdoor park there today, is the least used park that we have, because it's overlapped by other outdoor pools. So it's not it's used less than any other pool that we have in our system. But also, more importantly, that central location provides so many virtues. Folks can get to it from no matter where they're at in town, public transportation, good road access and things like that. That is important. And yes, there's all kinds of other reasons too, such as it is close to the Veterans Hospital. You know, giving veterans access to warm water therapy pools, to me, I think is a great investment. And I'll go up against anybody who wants to fight me on that. To me, investing in our veterans, that's a great way to do it, and so much more. But, you know, Greg, it was just like the event center. We fought all the time about where should that place be. Ultimately, you have to pick a location. You have to explain the virtues. Let the people ultimately decide. And that's what we'll do here with the Spellerbrook Park as well.
You mentioned the, as we talk about the artist renderings, and by the way, if you haven't seen them, we got them posted on our website at Kello.com. Kello.com, you can take a look at the artist renderings. I looked at, there's one that's an overall aerial view of the park.
Yep.
You know, like a blueprint from above, you're looking at the entire park. And here's what the footprint of an outdoor pool would be. Here's what the footprint of the indoor pool would be. One of the big complaints by people in the Spellerbrook neighborhood is that you're going to take up all the park space. There's not going to be any park any longer. And what Parks and Rec Director Don Carney told us yesterday is that what they heard was people wanted the sledding hill on the south preserved, and they wanted the area on the north with the playground and that park area also preserved. And when you look at it, that's the indoor really doesn't take up that much more space than the outdoor pool.
It does not. And that's why, you know, again, I commend people that get engaged in the process and the debate. I commend them. But the thing that I want to caution everybody on is make sure that you do your homework. And in this case, Greg, that's exactly right. The indoor pool, its footprint is not much larger than the outdoor pool. And there's going to be a ton of green space left at Spellerbrook. It is going to be beautiful. It is going to enhance the quality of life for that neighborhood. And, yes, you are going to hear from some people who say, no, no, no. But guess what, Sioux Falls? There's a lot more people saying, yes, yes, yes. And that's why, again, I think it's time to rally around this town. Let's rally and get an indoor aquatic center built, and then we'll all enjoy it, and we'll all be proud by the time this thing is...
Stops by once a month, and we're talking about an indoor aquatic center here in Sioux Falls. One of the issues that we'll be voting on in April is an outdoor pool at Spellerbrook, and maybe people will be confused by that, Mayor. I know... We spoke to Charlie Roberts yesterday of the Save Spellerbrook group, and he didn't seem to know quite what the language was of what it is we'll be voting on. But we're actually voting in April to replace the outdoor pool with a new outdoor pool capped at $7.5 million, correct?
Exactly. Good job. You are not voting on an indoor pool, Sioux Falls. You're only voting on whether you want to replace the old outdoor pool with a new outdoor pool at Spellerbrook. And that, again, that's just one of those topics that we're going to have to educate you on. We'll come to Kello if Greg allows us, and we'll talk snow gates. We'll talk shape places. We'll talk that 85th and Audi location where the potential new development that we've talked about, Walmart, could go, and so much more. And that's what the city of Sioux Falls will try to do. Now, I am elected to serve, so because I'm elected... And I've got that honor from all of you good folks. I do have the ability to advocate for this or for that, and that's what I'm going to choose to do.
When we talk about this vote in April, I can see where it would cause confusion because a yes vote will actually be to build an outdoor pool there.
Yes.
And if you got people going to think they're voting for an indoor pool and they vote yes, they're actually voting for the outdoor pool.
Exactly. That's why we've got to do a good job educating the people what they're voting on.
336-1320 is our number. Good morning, Terry. You're on Kello.
Good morning. Good morning, Mayor.
Hi, Terry. Good morning.
Good morning. Say, I was wondering, I would like to have an indoor pool also, but has there been any discussion about putting it out in that Sanford, in the Pentagon complex?
Yes, Terry, there has been. And that, again... When we brought this, we did this aquatics master plan. Part of it was evaluating all the locations all over town. And certainly the Sanford Sports Complex area was another area that was strongly considered for this indoor aquatics center. But again, one of the reasons, there were a number of reasons why the Spellerbrook location was selected. Some of the most... The most apparent reasons were, again, its central location, ease of access, access to public transportation, the fact that the current outdoor pool at Spellerberg is in need of replacement anyway. So it would be a good use of the taxpayer dollar to, you know, kind of kill two birds with one stone. That the Spellerberg outdoor pool is the least utilized outdoor pool that we have in the system, and on and on and on. But Terry, again, yes, just like with the events center, we looked at all these locations across town to try to ultimately find the right one. And I might as well say something right now on Kello, and I'll probably get in trouble. Get ready. Here we go. You know, there was a really, really good location for an indoor pool, Drake Springs. I mean, it was a great location. It was. And we could not find common ground. We could not find compromise. We couldn't come together as a town. We didn't lead at a high enough level to ultimately make that happen for our great city. We've got another outdoor pool there, and it is magnificent. Sioux Falls, it's a magnificent outdoor pool at Drake Springs. Drive by there today.
There's nobody there.
No, there's nobody there. There's nobody that's been swimming there for months. And that's the reality, is that in 2013, that these outdoor pools that we love and we are so prideful of and they remind us of our childhood days, these outdoor pools in 2013 were used less than at any other time. Because, again, we're so weather-dependent in South Dakota. It's minus 30 below today, wind chill. There's no one swimming outside. Nobody. And nobody's going to be swimming outside tomorrow, a month from now. And that's why we need an indoor pool.
Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huther is here. We'll get more with the mayor coming up. We'll yet to talk. We want to talk snowgates with the mayor. We were texted a question on snowgates, so we'll get a snowgate update. We'll also talk about convention center. The event center, big update on that. So that's all on the way. Each year between one side of the street and the other, this person's saying in their neighborhood they haven't had the opportunity to have the snow gates yet.
Snow gates are another one of those topics that the people of Sioux Falls will be voting on April 8th. And this is one of those things that when I was elected mayor, I said I wanted to test these things. We'd been talking about them forever. And we have been testing them. And then last year, I made a recommendation to fully roll them out across the city. We would have them implemented right now. However, there was a group of citizens who felt that the most appropriate thing was to put this on the ballot. And so that's what's going to happen. In the meantime, this winter, we are taking every one of our public contractors and our private contractors, those people, those women and men that that operate these massive machines, and we are training all of them on how to effectively use these snow gates so that if they are approved on April 8th, we're ready to go next year with a full program rollout. So we did not pick one specific neighborhood this year to test snow gates. The odds are good that they may be in your neighborhood, but maybe for just one snowstorm. But right now we've got everybody learning how to use them in preparedness that they are approved, and then we'll get them going next year.
Let's talk about the new event center, the Sanford Premier Center, because things are cooking right along.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be open in September, Greg. It is, and we're booking events. You're going to hear more about those. The thing that I think will be fun is I'll give you a little scoop, Kello. Here we go. Kello AM, here's a little scoop for you. During the months of February and March, on the weekends, we are going to open up the event center for all of Sioux Falls and all the visitors in Sioux Falls so that they can get a sneak peek inside our new event center. So you'll be hearing more about that in the days to come. But it's going to give everybody an opportunity on the weekends just to drive out there and just walk in and get a sneak peek of just how massive and how wonderful this thing is going to be.
And I would encourage people to do that because one of the memories I have, I was able to get into the Washington Pavilion when they were doing the work over there.
Okay.
Stood in the Great Hall, long, they were just concrete slabs, you know, in the Great Hall. Stood up in one of the mezzanine there looking out. There was still a crane down on the, you know, but it was something to see that as it began to take shape. And then the final product, it's worth the time and the effort to go check it out.
Greg, there was kind of an eye-opening moment for me, and I'll not forget it until I pass away, but we were getting ready to do that final beam-raising ceremony there. And I have been talking about the event center with my bride, Cindy, for years. But she's never been in there. Well, I was waiting for her to come into to that ceremony, and I kind of looked to my left, and here comes my bride. She's walking in, and I'm watching her as she's walking in, and she's kind of looking around and just looking at how, you know, the magnitude of it all. And all of a sudden, I'm looking at her, and I'm going, Mike, I think she's tearing up. And then I walked over to her, and then I see her. We get emotional. We're crying, and not crying, but we're kind of sobbing a little bit. Sorry, Sioux Falls. And here I am. I hug her, and we're having this moment in the middle of our new event center. And that's when it kind of dawned on me and said, you know what? We've got to get everybody a chance to see this thing while it's being built. And then they can get a flavor for it now. And then, of course, they'll all get a flavor for it when we do the grand opening. But so that's why we're going to do it. Sioux Falls, this is your event center. My goodness, you should have an opportunity to see it as it's being built, and I think you'll be pumped, and maybe, who knows, maybe you'll even tear up a little bit.
Well, it is kind of an overpowering thing, and especially for you. I mean, I can imagine that was a long battle as part of the campaign, and then as you become mayor. So for you, I mean, I could see, especially for you and for your family, how emotional that would be to actually, here's this beautiful new center actually going up. It's exciting.
It certainly wasn't a moment for me, but I think I've said this before, and I apologize if I am going to repeat it, but you know, I know that not everybody voted for the event center. I get that, and I fully respect it, but this is one of those times in our city's history where I truly, truly believe that whether you voted yes or no for that thing, you're going to be proud. I mean, we did something for our community. We did something for our kids. We did something for our grandkids that is going to make a positive impact long after we pass away, Sioux Falls. And I think we're all going to be dang proud. I know we're all going to be dang proud. So I just can't wait.
And I know we will too, because I think of Sioux Falls Arena, and when that was built, and the life that it had, and how well it served the community, and now you don't even think twice about it. You go, oh yeah, it's great. We built the angst and all of the controversy. I think once the thing is built and people are using the facility, those things melt away, I think, especially in this case where you've worked hard. We got a lot of sponsors that are on board. You've got First Tenant in the Sioux Falls Stampede. Looks like this thing will be able to operate in the black.
Greg, not looks like. I tell you, we made a commitment that if they trusted us enough here in Sioux Falls, that we would operate that thing in the black. And I tell you, I truly like our chances. Sioux Falls, when somebody says, you hear some naysayer saying there's no chance, well, let me just throw this at you. We've already generated $2.3 million per year in revenue for that complex, and we haven't even opened up the doors yet. Our goal is to get that to around $2.9 to $3 million in revenue, with a goal of $2.3 million in net revenue before we open up those doors. So, SMG, if you can't operate that thing in the black with a $2.3 million net revenue head start, we're going to find somebody else. But I think they'll be able to do it. And that's, again, we're... Kello, I'm a big fan of this station because one of the things that we talk about is being fiscally prudent, fiscally responsible. we are operating government more and more like a business in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and we're reaping the rewards from it. We are. That event center complex, it is going to be operated like a business, and not everybody's going to like that. But if you want to, you know, get the biggest bang for your taxpayer dollar, you got to start operating government like a business. You do. You have to look at efficiencies. You have to look at productivity. You have to look at quality. You have to look at, you know, your service impact. Those are things that we do in business. You have to do the same thing in government, and that's what we're doing. And I just love our chances. We are going to operate that thing in the black, and I can hardly wait for the first financial report where I say, we did it. Hallelujah. Because, you know, building it is one thing. Operating it is another. And that's
because
where,
those are ongoing expenses exactly. Year after year after year.
Exactly. And I think that's where the you cut the mustard or not. You know, we build all kinds of things in government, but when you can operate it efficiently and productively and in the black, that's when you know you're doing it right.
Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huther is here. One of the other things we want to touch base with you in the, well, we've got time here, is East 26th Street and the light situation out there. Because the cameras are operating they out are. There now, and tell us what's happening.
Well, again, we got to get Heath Hoftizer back in here, Greg, because I think that's your most popular program. Whenever you talk about street lights and stop right. signs and stuff like that, signals, we did make an investment in Sioux Falls, and that is to use technology to keep Sioux Falls moving. And our very first investment is on 26th Street. And if you drive down 26th Street, you're going to see these lights and these cameras. And don't worry, we're not taking pictures of you folks as you're driving. What we're using that for is to basically capture the traffic flow patterns, the volumes, and make it more efficient. And this system that we're using, it was fairly expensive. It was over $300,000. But it is our first foray into using technology to really, really keep our cars moving in an efficient, productive way. And I want you to think about something, Sioux Falls. You know, you're going, $300,000, Mayor, you're nuts. You've lost it. No. If we can find a way to make these roads even more productive without making them wider, it's a lot more it's a much more effective use of your taxpayer dollar. And that's what we have to learn to do.
Because then you're talking about buying property and
exactly.
the construction and all of that
and,
stuff.
And all that stuff. And so if we can maximize the productivity of these roads we've already built by investing in technology, traffic light technology, and so much more, it's a big win for the taxpayer.
It's neat stuff. Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huther is here. What else did we wanted to talk? We want to talk about sidewalks a little bit because
yeah,
this winter has been kind of difficult.
Well, it's been a crazy winter, as all of you know. You know, freeze thaw. I was actually going to go to lunch on Saturday with my family. As I'm driving down our road, I kind of looked and there was a gentleman who got out of his truck, and I watching him, and there's a woman. Who is laying on the sidewalk. He gets out, I pull over, I get out, and she was just taking a walk on Saturday morning. She slipped on some ice, hit her head. She's laying there in the middle of the sidewalk. And I guess, Sioux Falls, what I'm going to ask you to do, and I know it's dang cold, I know it is, and I know it's a pain in the tail, but can I just ask you a favor? Look at your sidewalk. If it is icy, let's get some salt down there and melt this ice. Tomorrow, I think it's supposed to be like 40 degrees.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity for us to throw some ice melt down, and let's try to get these sidewalks in better shape before that next cold front comes in or the next snowstorm comes in. I'd really appreciate it, and so will your neighbors. So we're out of time. Greg, come
we're
on.
We're out of time already. It zips right by every time you come in here.
Well, this is fun. Jack, thank you. Brownie, thank you. Greg, thank you. Sioux Falls, there's some great things happening, and I'm just thrilled to be your mayor, so let's keep it going.
Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huther. Mayor, we'll see you again next month. My friends, I'll see you tomorrow. So long until then, and may God bless.